It's Seeds of Success Day on MyFM. Today I'm chatting with Max Kaiser of Kaiser Lake Farms. Thanking you for joining me today. I know you're busy in the fields, but can you start off by telling me a bit about your farm and its history, and as well your involvement?
So Kaiser Lake Farms started with my dad and my mother, and I'm the youngest of four kids. Today it continues with my wife Jessica and I, and we are beginning the process of passing it on to the next generation, which is our older two, Robbie and Molly Beth Kaiser. Our youngest daughter, Addie, has taken her own path in life, and she's in Ottawa as a kinesiologist.
And so can you tell me now, sort of walk me through a day in the life? What do you get up to in an air quotes normal day on the farm?
On any given day, there's a variety of things that we do throughout the year, but when it comes to the cropping, we plant in the spring, so planting corn and soybeans in the spring, harvesting wheat in the summer. Right now, I'm actually harvesting corn. Here it is October, and the corn's coming off. And the grains that we grow are primarily grown as feed for the chickens.
Perfect. And now can you tell me a bit about what has made you and the farm itself so successful?
Well, I keep mentioning the chickens and the eggs. As a supply-managed commodity, we, through a national agency, have a pricing system that allows us to be predictable. We don't tend to ride the highs and lows. And having eggs on the farm and having the chickens has made us very, has really stabilized the income on the farm. Grain prices can rise and fall quite a bit, and quite frankly, haven't risen much over the last 150 years. So having the eggs as our sort of value added, turning the grain into eggs, has really helped us to support ourselves, to invest in the future, and to have a farm that can support, you know, Dad, who's still here with us, myself and my wife, Jessica, and also support the next generation coming on and taking over and, you know, incremental expansions and growth. It all comes together like that.
No, for sure. Alrighty. Now can you maybe highlight really quickly, have you faced any challenges per se working on the farm?
Well, I mean, right off the hop, farming is up there on the list of dangerous professions. So, you know, but a lot of that is manageable. We can mitigate a lot of risk just by being careful and using the right equipment for the right job. But having said that, weather is always a risk. One of the things that we did to manage that risk was this year we invested a lot and put in a center pivot irrigation system so we can actually water almost half of our crops. And of course, the chickens are very sensitive to disease. Avian influenza has been in the news in the last couple of years, and that's a big risk for chickens. So that's, we talk about biosecurity, and I know that doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but for farmers, biosecurity means protecting your animals from what wild animals can carry. You know, so these are some of the big risks for us.
Yeah, of course. And to end things off on a more positive note, can you tell me about the rewards or maybe a favorite memory you have on the farm?
Wow. I mean, one of the great rewards is that farms all across Canada, without exception, are family farms. And to have the opportunity that I got to farm with my dad, that my kids get to farm with me and with their grandfather, that there's that family, there's the passing it on, you know, that's a huge reward to be able to share with your family. And not just sharing the farm, but sharing the extracurriculars, you know, even if it's just goofing off one afternoon to go for a four-wheeler ride around the farm or something. Those are kind of the rewards of it. You know, I guess that's part of owning your own business and setting your own priorities, but it's also the nature of farm being seasonal that we have some times like that.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much, Max, for joining me. And thank you for taking part in Seeds of Success Day on MyFM. You can listen to all of our interviews now at napanytoday.ca.